It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. As the growing season ramps up, unfortunately, so does the weed pressure. When considering tools to manage weeds, it's important to always think about resistance, says Bayer Crop Science Crop Protection Field Sales Rep Kyle Strachilla.
Resistance is something that we are very well aware of here in the PNW. It's not necessarily widespread, but we have resistance to several chemistries, including group one and group two and grassy herbicides, glyphosate resistance as well. So it's something we're well aware of out here, and we're doing, from Bayer's perspective, we're doing everything that we can to help educate growers on making sound agronomic decisions and making sure that that resistance doesn't become widespread.
Strachilla says there are important fundamental steps growers can take to help mitigate this risk of developing resistant weeds.
The first thing is just to follow all labeled guidelines of the products that you're going to use, making sure that the size and the timing is appropriate for the target weeds. Actively growing small plants are going to be more susceptible to a herbicide application, so making sure it's spraying early, that's going to be helpful whenever possible. But something that I'm a big proponent of is making sure we're mixing up chemistries and mixing up modes of action.
Visit cerealexperts.com to learn more. Note that not all products are registered in all states and may be subject to use restrictions. Always read and follow label directions. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.